people who are presented almost like animals and are called this exotic bodies. And what is very sad to watch and to realize that in these moments, people's right to own their body is taken away, is stripped away. And although these kind of pictures are historical documents that are maybe from the end of 19th or beginning of 20th century, I would say so these kind of situation or very similar situation still happen. I experienced that in my daily life as well. As a person with Asian descent, with Asian looks, I experienced that in a Western society like Switzerland, where I live, I move around, I spend my time with my family and friends, in the public, sometimes strangers look at me and I sense how they think I'm an exotic body, and I have no tools or no weapons to stop their gaze. And at this moment, I feel like my right to own my body is taken away.
I think that the body itself, it's a privilege, I think. And like I said, if there is no scar in the body, which maybe there is some that I can't able to see or something, but kind of it feels like the flawless. And that kind of, I think, is the biggest privilege for me, I think, for me, from this piece, from this body, I would say. And what else? In what way do you see privilege in this body? Yeah, I think it's majorly this, that the body does what you want to do, and it does it amazingly.
And then when the wood comes here, it becomes for me very, it has a lot of meaning. It is this, it's standing on nature, but it's just a little part of nature. And it also, you can't do much with it because like, what can you use it for? Maybe you would need to burn it to create heat, or you would need other people to share it with, or you would need more wood. But it's really, you just have this little fraction, but it's so important, and you hang on to it and you place yourself on it and use it as your temple or as something that heightens you, but also that doesn't allow you to use more space, because this is your island, or this is all you have. So it feels, this wood feels like a trap, and it feels very heavy.
I see a lot of, you know, body works, you know, pointing tools, like a beautiful statue of Liberty statue, or I don't know, FIFA World Cup. But can I also feel somehow, can you do something that I feel money, you know, like currency, like rich, like class, you know? Can I also be suffocated by that? If you can allow me with your beautiful flexible white male body. Can you do that for me, please? Yeah. Thank you.
And the sound of the skin on the floor just makes me cringe a little bit. I can see the victim poses only now, watching it for the second time. Possibly because I associate the white male body with self-expression rather than being tied up.
Yes, in certain ways I can sense that he's struggling with himself. So my first question would be to you, if you are struggling with yourself as a performer, as a white man, in what way will it change your attitude, and in what way will be ready to give up to give up certain privileges? And do you think the white man shall give up privileges? Is that correct that you also are ashamed to call yourself being privileged, to have these kind of privileges? Are you also struggling with some kind of guilt? This is my other question. Because in the end, this performer is naked and presenting his fully naked body, his white male body. Nothing is covered, everything is transparent. And he seems again this very powerful man, and there are no borders, nothing to lose, and quite relaxed. So what has he given up?
What else, what do you want to tell me? You tell me, because it seems like you feel you like me to tell you what I have to tell you. Please tell me, what do you want? What do you want from me? What else you want from me? What more you expect from me? Tell me.
Ain't got no home, ain't got no shoes, ain't got no money, ain't got no class, ain't got no skirts, ain't got no sweaters, ain't got no perfume, ain't got no love, ain't got no faith. I ain't got no culture, ain't got no mother, ain't got no father, ain't got no brother, ain't got no children, ain't got no aunts, ain't got no uncles, ain't got no love, ain't got no mind. Ain't got no air, ain't got no smoke,
my hair, cut my hair.